Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Tour de France and small businesses. You know, if it's July, one of the most amazing athletic competitions in the world is being staged right now. Since 1903, the Tour de France has been the pinnacle of professional bicycle racing and arguably the most grueling of all competitive sports. Contested over 23 days and the 21 stages, averaging more than 110 miles each, has only 2 days of rest in the middle. These super athletes from all over the world navigate diverse road conditions, rain, wind, heat, legendary mountain ranges like the Alps and the Pyrenees, no less, that God surely made us to ski down, not to pedal up. If the sun's coming up on Main Street, millions of small business owners also mount one of the most grueling competitions in the world, merely by opening their doors. Against all odds, they start, run, and grow their operations in conditions few corporate America CEOs would be willing to face. But unlike the Tour de France, small business owners run their race every day of the year. Combining my admiration for both of these types of superhumans, Tour de France participants and small business owners, I've identified 4 required elements to be successful when you're competing in the Tour de France or in the Market Street out here on Main Street. First is teamwork. Tour participants are part of a couple dozen sponsored teams of about 25 members each, each rider has their own individual role to play. Some members are supportive non-riders, and some are riders whose primary goal is to protect and push their leader. But all work together to meet team performance goals, including getting their leader on the podium at the end of the day and at the end of the race. Sounds a lot like small businesses, doesn't it? Since every day in a small business can be like a mountain stage in the Tour, grueling assaults on impossible peaks and dangerous descents into the valleys, success requires the ability to navigate your team to work together effectively and efficiently. And a smart leader knows that sustaining successful teamwork, requires sharing the recognition, so the team doesn't mind if you're the one on the podium. Number 2 is communication. Competing in the Tour is like running 21 marathons in 23 days while simultaneously playing a 3D chess match. Effective communication between team members is critical so each can deliver their unique contribution to the overall strategy in the appropriate time. Even the best small business strategy in the world must be communicated to the team in ways that inform, coordinate, motivate, foster engagement, and result in success, and the customers and competition combine to create the 3D degree of difficulty. So very similar there, communications. Number 3, preparation. All you have to do is watch a Tour de France cyclist in an above category climb, mountain climb. That's the ones that are so straight up that they can't even come up with a category for them, to see successful preparation. These guys have turned their bodies into human coil springs as they become one with their bikes. Well, the small business equivalent is to operate your business at the highest professional level possible at all times. One major differentiator of professional organizations is their commitment to investing time and resources. This means budgeting both time and resources for education, training, practice for all team members. You've got to be prepared, small business owners. And this is one of the things when you watch the Tour, you hear them talk about the preparation that they go through. One of the most, unfortunately, one of the areas that small businesses are not good at, and I'm talking about all of us, folks, is the training. If there's one area that small business owners need to do to prepare their teams to go to compete, is to do a better job of, and not only more training, but more sophisticated training. The good news is today you can get that just about anywhere. There was a time 25, 30 years ago when you couldn't, it wasn't so easy to get. You had to send people somewhere. Now you can do a lot of this right in your operation, your own offices. So get them this preparation. Get them this training. Number four is technology. Tour de France teams leverage technology at every point of the competition, including the high-tech bikes, customized chase vehicles, on-course communication tools, etc. You've seen it, right? I mean, it's amazing all the tech that they have and the tour. Well, in the 21st century, every small business has to apply technology at essentially every level of operation. If you remember, back in 1998-99, I started telling you one of the three things you're going to have to do in the 21st century is you're going to have to learn how to leverage technology better. And that's come to pass. So you've got to be able to apply technology at every level of your operation, just like the tour teams do. The good news is the barrier to entry has never been lower to extremely powerful technology in those incremental portions small businesses can use at affordable prices that we can afford. So folks, there's so much out there. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence in the second half of the hour. You know, one thing we hear a lot about is small business owners are the hiring engine of the world, of the country, right? The new jobs come from small businesses. Well, guess what? Hello, world. I got an announcement for you. We didn't start our businesses to do more payroll. We started our businesses to make money and to grow, to provide services so we could grow the wealth of our family, for our families, right? So if we can come up with another way, we can create a technology that gets the job done, that makes customers happy without increasing our payroll, we're going to do that. So start using the technology, folks. You don't want to be a small business Luddite that becomes then turns into a troglodyte. Out here on Main Street, if you don't develop a high functioning team, communicate well, achieve a high level of preparation, and maximize technology, you will become irrelevant. Or as they say on the tour, you'll be off the back. I'm Jim Blassie, 20 after. I'll be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.